Now it's just coming up to 11 o'clock and I'm joined in the studio by a warmed up Rosie Wren of the Headway Essex. So I hope you've got you feeling a bit warmer now.
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm sitting here nice and toasty.
That's it. See, I told you to have a cup of tea when you came and that's why. Yeah. Don't have
keep
water.
You warm.
Yeah, just to keep you warm. And now you're here to talk about Headway Essex, and as we know, it's National Carers Week. If you were listening last week, you would have known Steve Willoughby from Home Instead came in. Don't forget, on Friday, if your carers advice event is going to be at the Brentwood Cathedral, if you get down there between 12 and 4. And as I said, it's National Carers Week. So Headway have come in today, and it's Robin Wren. What's your position at Headway? What do you do?
I'm the fundraising assistant.
And how long have you been doing that for?
Only since October, actually. So I'm fairly new still.
But and did you do sort of similar work elsewhere? Is this completely different?
No. Before that, I was working for a law firm, but I did event management at university. So
yep.
I guess that's where it all sort of ties in.
I was about to say, the law sounds a little bit boring, really,
yeah,
compared to what you're doing now.
Sort of organising all seminars and things like that. So,
yeah.
But this is a lot more varied. It's
yeah, and
really
more,
good fun.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell it's more fun. Sounds more fun than working with law. So Headway Essex, tell us all about the organisation.
Basically, we work throughout Essex to support people with acquired brain injury. For anyone who doesn't know what an acquired brain injury is, it's basically defined as an injury to the brain since birth. So it could be sort of from a physical force, such as a car accident or a sporting accident, or it could be medical, such as a stroke or an aneurysm. And basically, yeah, we just provide support to the brain injury survivor and also their carers and families.
I was going to say, because you said you mentioned earlier acquired brain injury, and I know we've got you've got some statistics here from 2013-2014. You've got every 90 seconds, someone in the UK is admitted to hospital with an ABI. So what's an ABI?
That is an acquired
brain injury. And every 3 minutes, you've got someone is admitted to hospital with a head injury. And then every 4 minutes, somebody is admitted to hospital with a stroke.
Yeah.
I have had people, actually, my family, my dad had strokes, which are the trigger. I can't remember. They're the small mini strokes.
Yeah.
And it's very important, obviously, if we all know the dangers of, if you get numbness in your face, tingling, you need to, because with stroke symptoms they can go off once you've had a mini stroke, you just go back to normal, but you must make sure you go and get yourself checked out. Had one of my elderly relatives when they did the scan, because you can have scan in the, is it the carotid artery down the side of your neck, was blocked, and they operated and basically say if they hadn't have done that, he would have died.
Oh.
So very, very lucky. But you need to act very quickly. We were saying actually off air, things like, being sensible when you go out for a bike ride. Beautiful sunny weather, people jump on their bikes and they don't think about sometimes putting on a crash hat, because they think it's not going to happen to me. But we were saying off air, you don't actually, with head injuries, you can fall over, backwards, you could be on a bike. So it's very important, anything that you do, whether you're doing skateboarding or you're on a bike, anything like that, always make sure you just have that extra safety.
Yeah. And also things like being in a car, always make sure you've got your seatbelt on and you're not going too fast, really, and got your eyes on the road.
Yeah, because it's just a little bump and, it can cause you quite a lot of damage. Now, what is the support that you provide? You were saying, if people have been admitted to hospital and then they're on the road to recovery and they get home, they might find that they've got, the injury has, maybe caused them difficulty in moving or speech, or just being able to live on their own. So what can you provide for people when they get back to their own homes?
We have two services, our community support service and our day centre. The community support team provides support. They provide specialist information and emotional and practical support through telephone support, home and hospital visits. And we also run support groups across the country, across the county, sorry.
Yeah.
So we have support groups for the brain injury survivor and support groups for the carers. So really just providing peer support through that as well.
Yeah.
We try to support in any way that we can. And currently over 400 individuals across the county are supported by our community support service.
And it isn't just about the person who's got the injury, it is about the people around that spend the majority of the time looking after or assisting somebody, isn't it?
And a lot of people with brain injury find that the personality can change, and for the carers and for the families that can be quite distressing, because the person who you once loved has changed drastically. It's also sort of coming to terms with that and coming to terms with sort of why they've changed, and trying to cope with that.
Yeah. Now, you've David Tennant. Oh, I say, is the patron for Headway. How did he get involved with you guys?
Basically, he was involved in a BBC drama in 2007. It called Recovery, and it was about a building site manager who was involved in a car accident and sustained a brain injury. Mm. And it was really just sort of following his journey after the brain injury, and it covers sort of his memory loss and different aspects of his life, and it also shows his wife, who becomes his carer, mm. and really shows how he could deal with it. And in his research for the programme, he visited Headway Essex, he visited a day centre where we offer rehabilitation, he took part in group sessions and really got to know the clients, and really he was just so touched by the experience that he wanted to become involved with the charity, so he became our patron.
Lovely. And what does he actually come along to sort of things now and again, or is it just his name? Does he do any sort of get involved at any events occasionally? Or
occasionally he's involved sometimes with our Huts for Headway Week. I know last year he got involved with that. But
what is that?
Hats for Headway Week. Hats for Headway Day, sorry. It's in Brain Action Awareness Week, which has actually just passed. But it's really a day where we're trying to encourage everyone to put on a silly hat and donate a pound or so to the charity. It's almost like a non-uniform day for get to wear a silly hat.
And do people give their time, you know, does it cost anything to the families to actually for Headway to be involved, or is it all, you would sort of, it's all donations?
It's all donations, and it's all done sort of through the fundraising office. So if you have sustained a brain injury and you need help, then we are there, really, no matter what. We can be there for you.
And what sort? Do you know what the sort of the money you have to make per year to? Because I know when we speak to St Francis Hospice, it is, you know, to have the extra. I can't remember, but it does run into a couple of million pounds for the for the beds that they've got. And it's only through the kindness of people, you know, donating and the fundraising team getting people together to actually continue on. So
it costs just under £700,000 to run Headway Essex for 1 year. Some of that is statutory funding, but due to sort of lots of recent cuts and changes in the way that things are funded, we're now having to raise increasingly more in our fundraising office.
Do you find the more that you raise, the more it gets sort of cut back, or does it not work like that? Or is it the more successful you are at fundraising, the less money you get elsewhere? Does it seem like that sometimes?
With a lot of the grants that we apply for, you have to prove that you can sustain yourself before they will sort of give you any funding or any help. So if it's a startup project, for example, like recently we've opened a new office in West Essex, but before we could sort of go for any grants or funding for that, we had to prove that if they help us start it up, we will be able to sustain it without their help in future years.
And is it something when you have somebody's in hospital and they're recovering from a brain injury, that when they get to go home, that the NHS will give your details, or is it a charity that people have to actually search? Because sometimes people have to search for the help, and it does seem silly when people are coming out from hospital that you'd like to think they get information from the nurses about different people. So do you get that support from the NHS?
It's a little bit of both. Some sort of particular hospitals or doctor surgeries are aware of us and they will signpost to us, but unfortunately not all of them are aware. So sometimes we'll have someone come and say, I had a brain injury 4 years ago and no one said that you even existed, which is really tough for us, because we want to become really a household name across the county, so that if something happens, people will automatically think of us. And we can be there, really.
And you're on Twitter as well. You've got your Twitter, which is always great, because I love me tweeting. But if you want to find it on the web, it's all the W's, headwayessex.org.uk, and those details will be up. And it's Headway Essex on Twitter.
Yes,
there you go. I tweeted that. I was just saying to Rosie earlier, I tweeted the wrong details for my guest yesterday, and there was somebody out there just thinking, I'm not meant to be on the radio this morning. You've got your fundraise, and you've got quite a lot of events coming up. Tell us some of the events that, since you've joined, you've been involved in, and then we'll talk about the two, the Pearl Ball and the Colour 5K that's coming up.
We had the first event that I was involved in was November last year, which was our ball, our Hollywood ball. And that was my first ever event, so I got sort of thrown into the deep end a little bit there. But since then, we've also held a Christmas fair, which is in Colchester, in Culver Square in Colchester, which we will be doing again this year. So if anyone wants to come along and have a stall, just get in touch. We've also been involved. We were really fortunate that the Colchester Colne Roundtable chose us as their chosen charity. So we was involved in the Colchester Half Marathon this year, which we was absolutely thrilled to be involved with. So really, it's a real variety of events.
And tell them how much they raised for you as well.
We was thrilled. We got, it was the biggest cheque in Headway Essex history. They raised £50,000 for us.
So good guys and girls.
Yeah. Absolutely thrilled with that.
So when you, so somebody would say, we're doing Hollywood Bowl, Rosie, and they go, there you go. And then you have to go and find the venue. You have to get people to sort of, you know, the, you know, maybe donate a band and, and different things. So you've got to try and sort of get, you know, as much as you can.
Yeah, the, one of the biggest jobs is sourcing auction lots and raffle prizes, because we hold a live auction on the night, which for this year's ball, I think we've got about 15 auction lots. So that's a very big task, having to phone up all local companies, and travel agents, things like that, and saying, hey, can you donate something for our charity auction?
The
raffle as well, so...
I was going to say,
what surprises for that?
Well, we've got Ronnie O'Sullivan that pops in here. You see, signed snooker cue, wouldn't go miss.
Yeah, brilliant. I'll pass
the details on. Like, if the management are listening, he's lovely, Ronnie O'Sullivan. He's very, very nice. And now we've got the Pearl Ball and the Colour 5K. Now, I don't understand what 5K, number one, I always think it's an amount of money and get really excited because I'm a bit old school and very old. So what is 5K? Have I got this right? Is it 3.5 miles?
I believe about that.
See, yes. You're the younger generation. You don't even know what miles are.
I don't know what the kilometres are. If you were to say it to me in miles, I'd know.
All right. I think it is 3.5, but I just say, can't we just go back to the old ways of saying it? But apparently we're not allowed to. But all the road signs say miles, don't they?
Yeah.
So it'd be really confusing. So I think it's about 3.5 miles. So we start off with the colour 5K.
Yep.
Whereabouts does that take place and how can people get involved?
That's going to be at Ardley Showground, which is where they hold a boots out. It's just outside of Colchester. And basically, it's a 5K fun run where you start, you get a free T-shirt when you register.
Yeah.
And you start the race wearing all white and you're all sparkling clean. And then after each kilometre, there's like a colour zone where you get sort of really a different colour paint thrown at you for each kilometre.
Yeah.
And so you finish the race looking like a masterpiece with all different colours. And then at the end of the race, we have like a big colour extravaganza where you sort of get to throw the paint all around in the air, and it's just a really, really good fun event. Good fun for, I guess, family, and bring everyone along to. We're going to have some entertainment there as well on the day, some bouncy castles and things. And £5 from every adult entry goes to Headway Essex, so it's all in aid of us. If you are interested in coming along, then it's colour5k.co.uk, and then just find the Colchester race, or if not, visit our website and there's links to the website on our
page. You've also got coming up on Friday the 19th of June at Stockbrook Manor in Billericay, they've got live music from Sold Out. It's going to be the Headway Essex 30th anniversary Pearl Ball.
We're really looking forward to that. We're really, really excited. With it being our 30th anniversary this year, we've sort of decided to go all out and make it a really, really special event. We've gone with Stockbrook Manor, and it should be a really, really lovely event. On sort of arrival, guests will have a champagne reception and they can wander in the grounds while listening to Marilena Gant, who is the winner of Colchester's Got Talent, who is a classical singer. There's then a 3-course meal followed by the auction and the raffle, and then guests can dance the night away to Sold Out, and it's unlimited wine, beer and soft drinks.
I can hear a gasp in Brentwood then, a bit going, what?
Unlimited.
Unlimited, did you say?
Unlimited. So it should definitely be a good
So time. It could turn into the Colour 5K by the end of it.
Who knows?
is it ball gowns and sort of black tie?
It is black tie. Yes.
And I was going to say, how much, what the price for the tickets, and where can people find out more about the tickets?
Tickets are £85. That includes your 3-course meal and alcohol for the whole night.
And the champagne reception
And the champagne reception. And all the entertainment and involvement with the auction and the raffle. And they can either get tickets from our website, or if you'd rather, give us a call. The best number is 01206 547 616, or just visit our website, which is headwear6.org.uk. And if you go onto the fundraising page, you'll see the Pearl Ball is listed as one of our events, and there's more information there.
Lovely. And what's coming up for you next? Once you, once this is Friday the 19th and it's gone crazy, what's
yeah. yeah.
And then and then after that, what are you doing? What have you got coming up after that?
In July we've got Colchester Carnival, which mm-hmm. we are involved in. We are also involved with the Moonlight Colourthon, which is in Southend. If anyone was interested in sort of running or walking the Moonlight Colourthon, if they visit our website, they can get their place for free, providing they raise a minimum of £25 in sponsorship for us. Then it's on to the sort of the summer events, and then before we know it, it'll be the Christmas fair.
Christmas market. Don't mention Christmas this time of year. Can't mention it yet. I do like a nice Christmas market though, because you just like it's all nice. It's I do like the summer, but it's nice when you've got all the little lights out and it's, you know, and wrapping up warm like you have in the studio.
It was a really good event last year. We all really enjoyed it, and we've extended it this year as well, so it covers Black Friday. It's in the centre of Colchester as well. So any small businesses out there, just have a look on our website and get in touch if you're interested in coming along and having a stall.
And also, if you do fancy coming along to the 30th anniversary Pearl Ball, tickets of £85, you get your free drink. You've got free drink throughout the whole night, so as much as you can drink. Sold out, going to be performing as well. You've got the classical music, champagne reception, and as I said, that's Friday the 19th of June. So if you fancy that, it's at Stockbrook Manor in Billericay. And if you want more details of the work that the charity do or to get involved, it's all the W's, headwayessex.org.uk, and you can tweet them at Headway Essex as well.
Yeah, we'd love to see a few more faces there, and it should be a really, really wonderful night. So if anyone's interested, get a few friends along. Then tables are for 10, but if there's only a few of you, then you're more than welcome to come along, and we'll find a space for you. We'll fit you in somewhere.
It's really nice to meet you. Sorry about the weather in the studio. It's what you've warmed up a bit now.
Yeah. I'll go outside and it'll be nice and warm when I walk out.
I'll just see you skipping past the window. Lovely to meet you, Rosie. Thank and best of luck with all of the work that you do there. And as I said, if you want to find out more, go to all the W's, headwayessex.org.uk.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Right, 11:17. Here's Amelia Lilly with Shut Up and Give Me Whatever You Got.